Hi there. The word for you today is on the ultimate purpose of prayer. In Romans 8, verse 29, Paul writes, "We are to be conformed to the likeness of his Son." Let me read it to you. "Those God foreknew, he predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son." Now, when you read the preceding verses in this chapter, you discover that God does this through prayer. Knowing that should encourage you to pray. Many times we don't pray because we don't think anything's happening. But with God, something is always happening. We wonder, when is God going to work? What we fail to understand is, he is always working. When it comes to prayer, he's either answering it the way you hoped, or he's changing your heart through the Holy Spirit's intercession to bring your prayer into harmony with his will. You say, "But I don't see anything happening." When you plant a seed, you don't come back the next day expecting green shoots and leaves. Does that mean nothing's happening? No, a host of necessary processes are taking place below the ground where you can't see them. Don't make the mistake of thinking because you don't see the evidence right now that nothing's happening. It's just not harvest time yet. One way in which God is making us more like Jesus is by helping us to pray the way Jesus prayed. You say, how did Jesus pray? In a garden of Gethsemane, he said, "Not my will, but thine be done." That means when your prayer lines up with his will, he's already working on it, even though you can't see it. And if your prayer isn't lining up with his will, good news, he's working to change your request by changing you. Unanswered prayer can be as big a blessing as answered prayer when it keeps you from violating God's will and getting into trouble. And what is God's will? To make you more like Jesus. And that is the word for you today.